Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life, whatever that means for you, through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. We've been going through the stages, and it's been getting pretty deep, but today we're going to take a little bit of a break on the lighter, more practical side, still in stage 9. Connecting to your intellect, that is building skills for your purpose. Before we dive into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Greenbelt, Maryland, here in the United States, not that far from where I am right now today. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for this connection. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, you can use the link in the show notes. That'll take you over to the community page at CatherineColleen.com where you can send in your questions, thoughts, and ideas. Don't be shy. I absolutely love it. You'll hear back directly from me, and it does come directly to me. So let me know what's going on in your world as you traverse these stages. So back to stage 9. In stage 9, we've been doing a number of things, and at this point, you are fairly aware of your purpose. If you're not, then you want to go back to the exercises that we have for finding your purpose. There's 7 different methods, and I suggest that you put them all together and use them all. Use the insights from all of the methods to really kind of lock down what you need to be doing right now. That's a stage 8 issue. So take a look in stage 8 for finding your purpose, or at least a good idea of what your purpose might be. And once you know that, then it's time to gather the skills and the knowledge that you're going to need to forward your purpose. What skills and what knowledge will you need to make the best possible effort towards your purpose? Do you need to learn specific software tools? How to use specific apps? Do you need to learn another language? Do you need physical skills, certain physical skills or abilities? Do you simply need more knowledge about certain subjects? Do you need to get a degree in something? Schooling is not automatically the answer to everything, especially in this day and age. I know that's shocking coming from someone with a PhD. For me, at that time, it was what was needed, and it makes a lot of sense. I wanted to be a professor, so I was going to have a PhD to do that. But not every profession needs that level of education. Sometimes you just need some particular skills, and it could be absolutely anything. So really think about what you need, right? So for example, if your purpose is to make music, you may need skills in certain software tools, certain apps, certain equipment you need to master. Maybe you need to learn certain instruments or work on your vocal skills. If you're a writer, maybe you need to, maybe you want to master a particular piece of software for writing. Maybe you want to master a type of writing and you need some books on the subject and you need to practice. Whatever the skills you need, this is time to feed your mind with the end point of your purpose in mind. So I want you to write it all down. Even if these skills sound impossible, write them down anyway. Many things are easier than you think. And you're definitely smarter than you think. Now, for extra inspiration, add in skills and knowledge that you'd need for anything on your list of things you've always wanted to try, things you've always wanted to do, things you've always wanted to experience. What kind of skills and knowledge would you need for that? It's no coincidence that these things are related to your purpose. The reason you've always wanted to do it or always wanted to try it, it's got something to do with your purpose, even if it's not obvious right now. Now, as you list these skills and this knowledge that you want to acquire, there will be, I guarantee, a voice inside your head that tells you this is crazy. It tells you that you aren't smart enough or it's never going to work, you know, that, and this negative little voice. And as humans, we all have this negative voice that works to pull us towards mediocrity. And any effort to forward yourself will be met with this negative voice. And it's not just you. It happens to all of us. It's just a standard human thing. Everyone you ever admired had this voice too. Everyone who ever did anything great had this negative voice nagging at them. And the key is to tell it to shut up. Quite simply, make it clear that you're not going to listen. The more you dismiss it, and the more you feed your desire to carry out your purpose, the weaker that negative voice gets, and the less often it pops up. In other words, move forward anyway. Just do it anyway. So once you know the kind of skills that you want or the kind of knowledge that you could use for your purpose, I want you to make a plan to go get those skills. Go get that knowledge. Now, if some of the skills in this learning are particularly large or particularly intimidating, that's okay. Just break it down into small parts that you can do each day. Let's say you're learning a language. Learning a new language can be incredibly intimidating. So what should you do? Well, just start with one word per day. Or let's say you need to read a big stack of books. Maybe you're going to design your own MBA program by getting the stack of books that you would have read if you had been in an MBA program, and you're going to read that big stack of books. And it's a big stack of books. It might be several dozen books. What would you do? Well, you just start with one page or one chapter per day, a little bit every day. If you're learning a new app or a new software tool, you can find tutorials online and start with one tutorial video per day. Starting with small efforts gives you momentum and it gives you progress that's going to build naturally, and then before you know it, you're going to have the skills and the knowledge that you need. Let me give you another example, just from my own life. I wanted to do more with virtual instruments for music, and I'd never done that before. And that meant I was going to have to use specific software apps on my tablet. And I had not done that before, at least not in this way. And so the little negative voice pops up and goes, oh, it's going to end up crappy. It's going to be a crappy song. So I said, okay, then I will make a crappy song. I will make a crappy song every week. Every week I will produce a crappy song in this software tool from beginning to end all the way to export it. It doesn't have to be long. It can be 1 minute, but I have to make a song and I expect it to be crappy, and I'm going to make a crappy song every week. Well, by about the 10th or so crappy song, it wasn't crappy. It was actually pretty good, and I liked it. And that skill set that I had then gathered over the course of those weeks, over the course of time working with this app and playing with the different features and learning how to make it all actually happen, I had learned how to take that vision from my head into the software and export that into a song. And that skill set ended up being a huge factor in the album, in the Perna Asati, Music for Complete Connection. And so it was giving myself permission to make some crappy stuff so that eventually I could make some stuff that wasn't crappy. I'll give you another one. My purpose is to engender peace through all humanity. That's a big one. What skills did I need for that? I'm going to need language skills. I'm going to need to be able to speak a lot of different languages. I'd had some Spanish in high school, a couple of semesters, two, three semesters of Russian in college, but the extremely intimidating task. So I decided to make it even worse. And I said, I'm going to learn 8 new languages at the same time. And this is fun because I love doing things that people say nobody can do. So I said, okay, well, watch me. So I just started with one word. And I thought, let's see if I can just learn one word across all 8 new languages. And I could. And now it's really intimidating because I have no excuse. Because if I can learn one word, I can learn one more word. And I can learn another word. And I can learn another word. And I just kept going. And now it's about just a little over a year later, I can competently travel in 9 different languages. English being one of them, obviously. Just travel. Get through, navigate an airport, check in at a hotel, order food in a restaurant, find a grocery store, buy my favorite foods. Really basic, super basic, just travel. And then we're just going to keep going. We're going to keep going, and we're going to get to the point where we can actually have conversations about personal development, about the stages, give speeches or workshops in those languages, and I'll get there. I'll get there because if I just keep going, I can't help but get there. Now, the skills that you need may not be quite that intimidating, but anything involving personal growth has a level of intimidation, even if it's not the hardest thing you've ever faced, even if it's not the hardest door you've ever walked through. Even if it's not the scariest thing you've ever done, somehow we sit there and we fear the unknown. What I think is that we're actually fearing what we will become when we are that person. Does that make sense? Because when you create, when you add skills, when you learn, when you evolve yourself, you are changing. That's not the same you that walks out with those skills. That's a new you. That's an evolved you. And sometimes I think the old self is afraid to be left behind. But that's not a good reason to hold yourself back. I don't think. So take a look at your purpose. What are the skills you need? What is the knowledge you need? Do you need some kind of credentials or certifications for this? Do you need some licensures for this, depending on what the purpose is and where you are at? Make a list and start moving towards that. Do something in that direction and let the momentum build and let it carry you naturally. But don't, for any reason, I don't care what, don't just sit there. Start moving towards your purpose today. All right. If you've got questions, thoughts, ideas, please let me know. Use the link in the show notes. That'll take you over to the community page where you can send in your thoughts and ideas and questions. They come directly to me. You will hear back directly from me. And I absolutely love it. So don't be shy. Thanks for joining us this time. Let me know how it's going for you as you work through the stages. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.